Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on the Brian Lehrer Show, maybe drivers rather than pedestrians should be stopped and frisked. Almost as many New Yorkers have been killed by cars as have been murdered this year, but in many places, no speeding tickets are given out, none. And guess what? The city keeps only half the revenue generated by speeding tickets, but all the revenue from parking tickets. Coincidence that there are so many of one and so few of the other? We will talk to Gridlock Sam Schwartz, on today's program about that. And, of course, we'll talk about the judge who ruled stop and frisk unconstitutional being removed from the case for the perception of bias. We'll talk to Jeffrey Toobin from The New Yorker who interviewed Judge Shindlin, and apparently that interview had something to do with her being removed from the case. And we'll have a call-in later for New York Marathon runners. How are you feeling as you get psyched for the first marathon here since Sandy and the first since Boston? But first, forget about the fiscal cliff. Today is what some anti-hunger advocates are calling the hunger cliff. Millions of Americans are losing some of their food stamp benefits today under federal law. Let's talk about it and what it means with Triada Stampas, Senior Director for Government Relations with the Food Bank for New York City, and Bill Thompson, Senior Agriculture Reporter for Politico. Triada and Bill, thanks very much for coming on WNYC today. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Triada, the food bank has been calling today the hunger cliff. So in real numbers, what actually happens today to New Yorkers and other Americans receiving food stamps?
Well, for the first time ever in the history of the food stamp program, every single food stamp recipient will have their benefits reduced. And in New York City, that equates to a loss of about 76 million meals over the course of a year. Now, Food Bank for New York City is the country's biggest food bank. We have a network of hundreds of food pantries and soup kitchens across the five boroughs. That is more food than we put out in a year.
So give me some examples. A family of three with income of $20,000, or put some real numbers on this.
Sure. For a household of three that's receiving SNAP, which is the federal name of the program now, SNAP benefits.
SNAP for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Correct. The loss will be about $29 a month for a household of four. It's about $36 a month. But I think to put this properly in perspective, over the course of a year, the household loss of benefits sums up to almost an entire month's worth of benefit. So we're essentially saying from this point forward, you go ahead and try to afford 12 months worth of food on 11 months worth of food money.
So that means they're getting about $29 a month on average if they're going to lose $29, and that's a that's 29. Oh, so
if you sum
I'm getting
it up
lost
over the course
in the
weeds.
What's the average benefit that's going to lose $29 a month?
The benefits vary by household size, so and the averages are different depending on basically level of poverty. In New York City, the average household benefit amount is $278
per month.
Per month, yeah, for a household. If you look at it per person, it's about $154.
Bill Thompson, as a matter of policy, why is this happening today, November 1st, 2013?
Well, food stamps SNAP benefits have always been considered a really good way to get money back into the economy. And, back when the stimulus was being considered, that this was something that the Democrats insisted upon. And so it was an effort to inject about $45, $50 billion into the economy by increasing food stamp benefits. And it worked. You know, people use this, use the food stamps, they buy food. This is a benefit for, you know, obviously for people who need to need it at a really bad time.
But to the question of why this is happening today, is this just the natural sunsetting?
It just ran out. This was put in place for a certain amount of time, and that time went until now.
It was a temporary.
Whoa!
Let me just ask. Wasn't this a temporary emergency measure that was part of the 2009 stimulus bill?
Yes.
And you want to push back on that, Triada?
Yeah. You know, this isn't sort of the natural expiration of the benefit increase. When the benefit increase was put into place in the stimulus bill in 2009, it was designed and premised on the fact that SNAP benefits go up every year incrementally according to inflation and food prices. So every year, if food prices go up a little bit, SNAP benefits go up a little bit. What the stimulus, what this provision in the stimulus bill did was it put that, it put an increase of a few years into the program up front. So the design was that as food inflation goes up, eventually benefit amounts will catch up to the increased benefit amount, and therefore the increase will kind of expire on its own with no loss to recipients, so that there would never be, it would not be experienced as a loss in benefits by recipients. What Congress did over two votes in 2010 was prematurely, was to accelerate the loss of the, you know, the expiration of that benefit by scooping out money to pay for other things. So there was a cut.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, so instead of gradual smaller increases in food stamp benefits to keep up with inflation, this is an actual reduction, which is not what was originally planned. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's instead of one upfront increase that was going to stay in place until food inflation caught the benefit amounts up to it, it was which is the way that it was designed, so that if you were a recipient receiving, say, $200 a month in benefits, you would continue to receive $200 a month in benefits for a few years until food inflation kind of caught up to the underlying in the underlying benefit amounts, and then you would suddenly start to see gradual year-to-year increases from that point forward. So you, as a recipient, would never experience a drop. Instead, what Congress did by using SNAP funds to pay for other things was that they accelerated the natural phase out of this increase and created what we're calling the hunger cliff. So now instead of SNAP recipients being able to continue to have the benefit amounts that they've had for the past few years, and let's be clear, these benefits are hardly generous. I mean, barely adequate. And they're nationally about $1.50 per meal per person. So we're not talking about, you know, champagne and caviar. But what will what's happening starting today is that people are, because of two votes in Congress in 2010 with the authorization of the president, the clawback of the benefit increase was was moved up. And now today we face this hunger cliff where SNAP recipients are going to lose over the course of a year almost an entire month's worth of benefit.
Well, how do you think people should see food stamp benefits? When you talk about how little money it is per meal, it is called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So is it intended to be people's entire food budgets or to supplement their food budgets?
Well, for 20% of people who receive SNAP, they have no income. So that is actually their entire food budget. But for the rest, you're right. The program was designed to be a supplemental food program. Unfortunately, the way that it was designed in the 1960s no longer reflects the cost of living and the economic realities of people today. Back when the poverty measure was created, it assumed that people were using about a third of their income on food. And so to this day, the SNAP program, when it calculates out benefits, assumes that a third of any income that a household is making can be applied to food. In reality, because the cost of other things, other household expenses have have gone up so much more aggressively than food costs. Today, households actually spend about 10 to 12% of their household incomes on food. So there isn't a 30% of their income available for food. Rent, housing costs, utility costs, transportation costs, healthcare costs, all of those costs now take up a bigger share of household budgets. And so the underlying formula behind how SNAP benefits are allotted and how much money is given out to households is out of whack.
And Bill from Politico, this is a cut that follows a historic increase in food stamp usage, isn't it? The number or percentage of Americans receiving the benefit since the financial crisis started?
Yeah, I mean, it's gone up, and you'll see this divide in, especially up on the Hill, where you'll see mainly Democrats saying, "Hey, this is a sign that people need the money more because times are tougher than they have been." Whereas you'll see on the other side saying, people are becoming too dependent on these programs, and they see waste, fraud, and abuse. Where on the other side you say people, this is just a sign that they really do need it, and they do need it. And this cliff could get a lot worse with the farm bill that's in Congress right now. And that could be finished up by the year's end. There are about $40 billion worth of cuts in one piece of legislation.
That's the House version.
The other side.
And those are so different. The Senate version would cut $4 billion in addition to today's cut from food stamps. The House version would cut $40 billion. How are they going to reconcile that?
Yeah, that is the big question, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of room for negotiation. The people that are going to finish the farm bill, there's a group from the House, group from the Senate. They just started their meetings on Wednesday, and they're pretty much dug in. There doesn't seem to be a lot of room for compromise. $40 billion is a massive cut. I mean, the program is about $80 billion over 10 years, and that'd be, almost nearly half of it. Whereas the $4 billion is considered to be, by the Republicans anyway, just sort of a rounding error. You have, small cuts here and there.
And the current level of food stamp funding continues while they negotiate?
It does. It absolutely does. And that's an interesting thing to point out. If they can't come to an agreement, then it would just, they would forego any cuts whatsoever. And it would just keep funding the way it is.
So, Triata, last thing. What should our listeners who receive SNAP benefits do? Should they reach out to their food stamps office, or with this cut that takes effect today, people are obviously going to have to find out how much it is for their particular households. So what should they do?
Well, reaching out to the food stamp office, unfortunately, is not going to be all that helpful because there's nothing that your local food stamp office can do about this cut. This is a federal cut. However, we do have a SNAP hotline where we can walk people through their household circumstances and make sure that they are availing themselves of every deduction that they're entitled to. There are underclaimed deductions in the SNAP program for things like child care expenses and medical care expenses. So because the documentation requirements can be somewhat onerous, a lot of people who are eligible to take bigger deductions than they do often forego them. So we can help make sure people are getting every SNAP dollar that they're entitled to. And the number for the SNAP hotline is 212-894-8060. As a last resort, there are food pantries and soup kitchens across the city. And by calling 311 or going on our website, people can find out where a food pantry or soup kitchen near them is. I will say 40% of SNAP recipients in New York City are already, before a single benefit dollar was lost, turning to food pantries and soup kitchens. And this is a network that is struggling and already reporting high levels of food shortages, but it is a resource of last resort for anyone who needs it, and people should know that that's there.
Triada Stampa, Senior Director for Government Relations with the Food Bank for New York City, and Bill Thompson, Senior Agriculture Reporter for Politico. Thank you so much.
Thank you.